Foxton Readers, Level 1, Rapunzel, by Jane Richards. Read by Amanda Jane Simpson. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. There was once a poor man. He lived in a village, in a little house with his wife. They were poor, but they were very happy together. Only one thing made them sad. They wanted a baby, but after many years together, they still didn't have one. They loved the garden of their little house, and they had lots of different flowers, vegetables, and other plants. The man's wife worked hard in the garden, and she used the flowers and vegetables in her kitchen. There was another, much bigger house behind the man's house. This house had a very big garden. The man could look at the big garden from a small window in his house. The plants and flowers in this garden were not in any other gardens in his village, but the man could never go into the garden. A very rich and powerful woman lived in the big house, and she could do magic. Her name was Dame Gothel. There was a high wall around Dame Gothel's house, so people from the village could not go in or look at her beautiful garden, and they never saw Dame Gothel. Only the man and his wife could see into the garden from the window in their house. One of the plants in Dame Gothel's garden had beautiful white flowers. There were many of these flowers near the man's house, and the man and his wife liked to look at them from their window in the moonlight. The name of the plant was Rapunzel. "Look at the beautiful flowers of the Rapunzel," said the man to his wife. "Yes, and think of their taste too," said his wife. "I would like some for my soup. Then it'll taste really good." One afternoon, the man came home from his work and found his wife in the garden, like every day. But today, something was different. Today, his wife wanted to tell him something important. She looked up at him from the flowers. She was very happy. "Husband," she said, "I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby." The man was so happy. He took his wife's hands and they danced in the garden. They danced in the house and they looked out of the little window at Dame Gothel's Rapunzel. "Oh, husband," said the wife, "I would love to make some soup with that little flower." "But, my love," said her husband, "you know we cannot go into Dame Gothel's garden." The wife was sad for a moment, but then she remembered her baby, and she was happy again. She made dinner and talked with her husband about their new baby. The next day, when the husband came home from work, he found his wife not in the garden, but at the window. "What is it, my love?" he asked. "Please, will you go into the garden and take some Rapunzel for me?" asked his wife. "I think it will help me, but I'm afraid of Dame Gothel," said the man. "She can do magic and she'll punish me. I cannot go into her garden." "But it'll help our little baby," said the wife. "I'll eat the flowers and make some soup, and it'll be good for me and our baby too." The man didn't want to go into the garden because he was afraid, but he loved his wife and he wanted to help his baby. He couldn't say no. That night, by the light of the moon, the man took his ladder and climbed the wall to take some Rapunzel from Dame Gothel's garden.